Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, Sembet Salam, Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath and He appeared, Shalom.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Hey, Sembet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest inside your home.
Hulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayin Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayin Asaya. Meskalabra, the kokoboch samayinas get. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not rasta from creation.
And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Ja Rastafari.
Yeah. But you can't live Jesus Christ and my son on down. One name, one hope, one destiny. Mr. Tree in one and a one in three. Ja Imami guiding star. Mr. Ja Imami guiding star. You could not come from near or you come from far. Driving a bus, bicycle or car. White like a flower or your black like tar. It's a Jah Imam, me guiding star. Be holy, my brethren. Thou shalt not slumber nor sleep. Cause the hungry must be fed and the blind must be led. Things and time is getting dread. Two shall be in the bed and one taking. Behold my brethren, if you're righteous, you have to pray. Kata ima me guiding star. Kata ima me guiding star. Anata ima me guiding star. It's a once there is life, here is hope. Around I man neck we not go through no rope. Anata ima me guiding star. Anata ima me guiding star. It's a render me heart and not me garment. So make we stick to Jah's commandment. Make we come parasite and pestilence. Cause a Jah him a me guiding star. You could have push and cat and ride and kick cat. Once you have the love of Jah in your heart, you and your brethren could have never part. Cause a Jah him a me guiding star. Mr. Jah him a me guiding star. Mr. Jah him a me guiding star. Why do these rest? Martin Benson, false rulers of the earth, have set themselves in their position while they're building them nuclear and atomic weapons. All we have to give praise to the whole world. Make we power the past Zion, where we come from.
How many times have we been praying Mount Zion and the star line?
Levanto
www.blogtalkradio.com
/ discipleship radio.
Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
On this occasion, I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
I would like to read a paragraph from my introduction, which says, some might ask why a Jewish person should write a book about the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church. From my first year at Harvard University, when I became the first Ethiopian student of the famous Divinity School, studying comparative religions, I began to realize that the Ethiopian Orthodox Tewahedo Church is the most Jewish of all Christian churches.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Senbet, Salam, here. Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Shalom, Senbet, Tegelet, Sabbath, and he appeared. Yes, I, here. Jagai, I.
Oh, yeah.
travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the own. Guide me, oh Jah, through vanity, no getting greedy, many will sell them gold, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go take full control. Oh, when the evil man has these bones, so make them see me, guide me underneath you, Holy Trinity. Guide my steps far away from iniquity, this life of mine is yours. Away from pagans and demons and stinking sand, let us pray now. Guide me, oh Jah, as I travel through the earth and while I try to reach my goal. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, no let me fall in at the own. Guide me, oh Jah, through vanity, no getting greedy, many will sell them gold, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go take full control.
That walketh not into the counsel of the ungodly. Oh, or standeth in the ways of the sinner, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful one. But his delight is in the light of the Lord, and which he meditates day and night. Guide me, oh Jah, when evil man has set them trap, don't let me fall in on the own. Guide me, oh Jah, through vanity, no getting greedy, I sin of man, sell them gold, yeah. Guide me, oh Jah, as I go take full control, yeah.
Yibel kulomu abune zebe samayat. Hulum yibelu. Besamayat emetno rabatachin hoy. All shall say the Lord's Prayer.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all trespasses, that we'll forgive all those who trespass against us, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Selah. Excellent is thy name, O Jah, in all the earth. ታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ክብር ምስጋና ለዘላለም አሜን። እመቤቴ ማርያም ሆይ በመላኩ በቅዱስ ገብርኤል ሰላምታ ሰላም እንሻለሁ። በሐሳብሽ ድንግል ነሽ፣ በስጋሽም ድንግል ነሽ። ያሸናፊ እግዚአብሔር እናት ሆይ ላንቺ ሰላምታ ይገባል። ከሴቶች ሁሉ ተለይተሽ አንቺ የተባረክሽ ነሽ። የማህፀንሽን ፍሬ ጌታ ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ የተባረከ ነው። ጸጋ የተመላሽ ሆይ ደስ ይበልሽ፣ እግዚአብሔር ካንቺ ጋር ነውና ከተወደደው ልጅሽ ከጌታችን ከመድኃኒታችን ከኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ ዘንድ ይቅርታ ለምኝልን ኃጢአታችንን ያስተሰርይልን ዘንድ ለዘለዓለሙ አሜን። እግዚኦ ማርና ክርስቶስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ። በስመ አብ ወልድ ወመንፈስ ቅዱስ አሃዱ አምላክ አሜን።
That he rules us all. book of life and you will see that he rules us all. That he rules us all. There is a land far, far away where there's no night, there's only day. Look into the book of life and you will see that there's a land far, far away. That there's a land far, far away. Better a master than a lot of life.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Song for days of rest, yeah. at a time. His way caught in an infinite mind. With the behind, Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only turn on. See no for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place with get them all, we call we high and I go out. You find your blessing and light. You feel so different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. That's why I say.
My name ready.
Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Yisrael. Give ear. Hear for the Hebrew first words here. For this Shabbat, Vayera. Shabbat, Sabbath, he appeared. And he appeared. Hear, Hebrew first words here. For this Shabbat, Vayera. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, from the Sefer Bereishith for Vayera. Here picking up with the Yod Chet, the 18th chapter of Moshe's first book, the first book of Moses, Genesis chapter 18. Hebrew first words here. Shema Israel, give ear. Vayera Elayo Yehovah be Elonei Mamrei Wehua Yosheva Petach Ha'ohel K'chom Hayom. And Jehovah appeared to him in the plains of Mamre. Vayera Elayo Yehovah be Elonei Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Wehu Yoshev Petach Ha'ohel K'chom Hayom. Hebrew first words here. Vayera, and he appeared. Vayera Elayo Yehovah, and Jehovah appeared to him. Vayera Elayo Yehovah be Elonei Mamre, appeared to him by the terebinths of Mamre. Be Elonei Mamre, as he sat with who Yoshev, as he sat in the tent door with who Yoshev Petach Ha'ohel, in the heat of the day. K'chom Hayom. Hebrew first words here. Vayera Elayo Yehovah be Elonei Mamre wehu Yoshev Petach Ha'ohel K'chom Hayom. Hebrew first words. Vayera, and he who be, who he be, appeared. Vayera.
Vayera. Here for this Shabbat. Vayera. Yerah, and he appeared in the Elone. Elone, in the KJV, it says the plains of Mamre, but really it's the Elone, the strong trees, El Haya, the strong trees, the God trees. It was the trees. The Trinity appeared to Abraham.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important,
Bahom Hayom, in the heat of the day, because the sun is shining. Here, here, here. Yes, sir. Rastafari. Subway.
Chapter 18. Chapter 18.
We're gonna chase those friends.
Chapter 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from my servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter, and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before him. And he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence, and looked toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and justice, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And the Lord said, Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now, and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. And he spake unto him yet again and said, Peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. The Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place.
Chapter 18 from this fourth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong right here. So just a brief overview here. We pick up with Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 to Genesis chapter 22, verse 24 for the Torah readings. Then we have in the prophet's reading the Haftarah Second Kings chapter 4, focus verses 1 to verse 37. In the Brit Chadasha, the Hadis Kidan, we have the New Testament reading, Luke chapter 1, focus verses verse 26 to verse 38, as well as Luke chapter 24, focus verses 36 to 53, and Second Peter chapter 2, verses 4 to 11. So the Torah reading, the outline here for Wa Yera, some say Vayera, Wa Yera, Wa and Yera, and he appeared. Here we have the appearance of Hashlusha Kadosh, Kedush Lase, the Holy Trinity, in the house of Abraham. Genesis chapter 18, a son is promised to Abraham and Sarah. same chapter, chapter 18, roundabout verse 16, judgment is pronounced on Sodom, on Sodom. Picking up with Genesis chapter 19, verse 1, the depravity of Sodom, verse 12, Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed, downstroyed. And in verse 30 of chapter 19, verse 30, the shameful origin of Moab and Ammon, Moab and Ammon, the grandchildren, the children, grandchildren, is a strange origin as well, right there. Begin with chapter 20, verse 1, Abraham and Sarah at a place called Gerar. In chapter 21, we have the birth of Yitzhak, the birth of Isaac. And Isaac shall the seed be called, that word of promise, that word of prophecy. In verse 8 of chapter 21, Hagar and Ishmael sent away. Verse 22, Abraham and Abimelech, they make a covenant. They cut a covenant. They make a covenant. In chapter 22, verse 1, there is the command to sacrifice Isaac. And in chapter 22 at verse 20, we have the children, the relations, the relatives, the children of Nahor. Now, getting to the prophet's reading here for this fourth sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have 2 Kings chapter 4. At verse 1, we have Elisha and the widow's oil. Verse 8, Elisha raises the Shunammite's son. So here we have a kind of a foreshadowing of that idea of resurrection from the dead. So Isaac here in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, well, actually, this is looking ahead right here. But the theme here, one of the themes here is concerning the barrenness of the chosen patriarch and matriarch, particularly the matriarch. But here, the question is, why were I and my ancestors barren? The answer, one of the ancient answers and reasonments, is because HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Kedush One, the Kadosh One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. He longs to hear the prayers of the righteous. But here, in this sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, we have the promise of a son to Abraham and Sarah. Now, His Imperial Majesty, Gurmawi Negus Neges, Gurmawi Haile Selassie, says to I and I, concerning the death of Etege Menin, that as Sarah was to Abraham, so was Etege Menin to Kadamawi Haile Selassie. Now, for Rastafari prophecy, right, and the Rhema word, a right now word, Rastafari Rhema word, we have to consider the Isaac connection, because in Isaac, Yitzhak, shall the seed be called. Now, Isaac, very interestingly enough, means to laugh, to play, to sport, or to laugh, Yitzhak. And then let's recall also Archbishop Yitzhak, blessed memory, Archbishop Yitzhak, whom Kadamawi Haile Selassie sent to I and I over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. So even right there with this Torah reading and feeding the fourth in I and I sabbatical studies here for this Shabbat Strong, we have Sarah, Abraham, the likeness of Etege Menin to Sarah, the matriarch, and thus the comparison of Sarah to Etege Menin, and Abraham, father of the multitude. His old name or first name was Abraham, father, Ram, high father, exalted father. With the name change, we get Abraham, father of the multitude, Nuff, Rastafari. And then the Isaac, the Yitzhak, the Isaac connection right there. Now, making a little segue here from the reading and the hearing of the KJV, the plain reading of Genesis chapter 18, and the two main themes we zoom in on right here is a son, a Bane, promised to Abraham and Sarah. Now, in the Hebrew, the word for son, Bane, right? The word is from Bana. Bana is a verb in the Hebrew that means to build, because it's looked upon Hebraically, Judaically, that the son is that builder, the builder of the family name. And thus, when we have that idea in heart and mind, and we read and we study and we hear Abraham's request from the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding, the third sabbatical study, and then we get this fulfillment here with the visitation of these three men, these three mortal men, like to bring out that theme right there, even in connection with what Kedemawi Haile Selassie says when we hear the translator saying, well, I am a man, I am mortal. And then here, Hebraically, there are different words that can be used for man or a type of man. We have Adam, we have Ish, and here we have the plural form of Enosh, Anashim, Shalosh, Anashim, right here. So we have the Holy Trinity, in the house of Abraham, and here to the power of the Trinity, human rights.
His name is Haile Selassie. Power of the Trinity. Jesus Christ, second coming. Yes, positively. Then, now, eternally.
Rasta is God. Yes, we must know. This world is dead. I and I grow. Cosmic surround. Millennium age. In time to come, I hold it for rave. No, not that far. We shall be forever united in the Trinity. Wrath will come, the Pope will pay, and all his queens will be blasting away.
Let us put a power on the Trinity.
HR, human rights, SI, HR, HR, bad brains of power, power of the Trinity, here, here, here. Look at Ray Mattoon for this Torah reading and feeding the Holy Trinity, the three men, one of those men there, Yahuwah, Jehovah, speaking to Abraham. Here, here, here. The Holy Trinity in the house of Abraham.
Glory to the Word. Glory be to the Word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur lekalu, kabur ledimsu, kabur lechailu, kabur labinu melemelkenu. Glory be to thy Father, thy King. Kabur leabuna, lengusna, lekadamawi, chay leselasi. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be'shem Yeshua, ha-Moshiach. In name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be'getachna, be'medchanetachin. Be Jesus Christus sin. Amen.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times to God. And at times to God. And at times to God himself.
To whom praise is due forever.
Another theme right here, 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 just picking up with Genesis chapter 18 after the promise, after the Holy Trinity, HaShalush, HaKadosh, Kedush Selassie, the Hebrew Trinity promises to Abraham and to Sarah a son. There is the reasonment that Abraham has with one of the persons of the Trinity who the scripture identifies as Yahuwah, as Jehovah. Concerning Sodom, pronouncing judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. So here, we're going to segue here, touch on today's daily psalm, which is the prayer of the down press in connection even right here with this judgment, this pronounced judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah. So which Rhema tune can we share right here, here, here? Let's share Uhuru, Black Uhuru, right here, here, here.
Thank you. and speak for one another.
Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways... Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. For the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous whom the Lord abhorreth. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight. For all his enemies he puffeth. He hath said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. He sitteth in the lurking places of the villagers. In the secret places doth he murder the innocent. His eyes are privily set against the poor. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. He doth catch the poor when he draweth him into his net. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong one. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face. He will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Thou hast seen it. For thou beholdest mischief and spite to requite it with thy hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. Break thou the arm of the wicked and the evil. Seek out his wickedness till thou find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. To judge the fatherless, the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress.
Down presser, down presser, man. Here, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10. Psalm 10, Psalm X, the X Psalm, Psalm X, prayer of the downpressed. Now, here, even in the Royal Amharic and the Metzach Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the noting connects Psalm 9 and Psalm 10 as one psalm in the ancient manuscripts. And we have a reasoning and a teaching on how these two psalms were joined. And reflected in His Majesty's Bible is like there's a double numbering, there's one numbering outside of parenthesis and in parenthesis. And then when you read the one in parenthesis, it corresponds with the way the KJV and the Western Bibles are numbered. So it keeps this ancient numbering straight through to around Psalm like 140 something. But here at Psalm 10, here, we're going to go from the Hebrew intro and then touch on verse by verse in the Royal Amharic right here. And this psalm here, the prayer of the downpressed, it reflects this Torah reading and feeding here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared, Senbet Tegelet Telet, Sabbath, and he appeared, or he revealed to him, Bamarinya Tegelet Telet. Gelet, to reveal
Tegelet, he was revealed. Tegelet Elet, he was revealed to him. So we have Shabbat, Sabbath, and he appeared, and he was revealed to him. Who is he? He who be, we be, Yahuwah, Jehovah. How did he appear? As these three men, or according to the Hebrew, these three mortal men. A lot of folks like to say there were three angels. But that is an interpolation. Directly, the scripture brings out, even in the KJV, as three men. In the Hebrew, shalosh anashim, three mortal men. But one of those mortal men that revealed to Abraham is revealed in chapter 18 as Yahuwah, as Yahweh, as Jehovah, who appeared and spoke to Abraham. And Abraham is having this reasonment in chapter 18, around about verse 16, concerning the judgment pronounced on Sodom, the judgment pronounced on Sodom. And here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, is Psalm 10, a prayer of the downpressed. And here in the Sefer Tehillim, it says, see the introduction to IX. IX, the Roman numbers 9. See the introduction to Psalm 9. We're going to see the introduction just right here before we write up the royal Amharic, just to put it into context so we can give praise, Isis, with overstanding, as Psalm 47 and 7 says, to sing praises, chant Isis with overstanding. So let's get a overstanding of today's daily psalm, Psalm 10. And it reflects one of the main themes here in this fourth sabbatical study, and he appeared. Now, the main difference between Psalm 9 and 10 is in the status of men who are the cause of innocent suffering. In the previous psalm, Psalm 9, which in the ancient manuscripts are connected as one psalm, as we said, that's reflected in the Metzav Kedus, in the Authorized, Revised, and Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of the Conquering Line of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, His Majesty's Bible, Ketamawi HaDeSelassie's Bible. It's reflected that these two psalms are connected and were connected as one. In fact, we get to Psalm 10, and there's a parenthetical in His Majesty's Bible that says, Be'ebraist, Be'ebraist, in the Hebrew. So here, let's just go to the intro to Mizmor Tet. Mizmor Tet, Mizmor Tet, Psalm 9, Psalm IX. Psalm 9 is a song of thanksgiving. It's a song of Yankfu Isis, of Miskana, Miskana in the Amharic, Miskana, thanksgiving, also reflecting the thanksgiving offering. In the Hebrew, we refer to that as the Torah, the Torah, the Tawada. Here, in some Hebrew manuscripts and in the ancient Greek and Latin versions, IX and X, Psalms 9 and 10, are joined into one psalm. We have this also in the Metzhaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, in the book Metzhaf Kedus, the Book of the Holy. The same current of thought runs through both Psalm 9 and 10, namely dependence, dependence upon Hailehim, upon the power, upon Exialia, the sustainer, for escape from evil machinations, evil machinas. Also a trace of an alphabetical acrostic is discernible in the verses of the two psalms. So when we're looking at it from the Hebrew, we can see where the alphabetical acrostic is, where each verse begins with a sequential Hebrew letter. So we have the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, the Abu Gidas, right? We have every verse beginning with one of those letters. So that's the alphabetical acrostic. It is discernible in the verses of the two psalms, Psalm 9 and 10, which in the ancient was as one psalm. Although several letters are omitted, a resemblance in the phraseology between the two psalms, Psalm 9 and Psalm 10, Psalm 9 being themed the song of thanksgiving, of Young for Isis, Psalm 10, a prayer of the downpressed. Nevertheless, a modern opinion is, quote, it seems better to regard, some say, Psalm 10 as a later psalm, a later mezmor chant, Isis, composed as an appendix or a continuation of the earlier under different conditions. So some look at today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, as either an appendix or a continuation of the earlier of Psalm 9 under different conditions, rather than as part of a psalm that from the beginning was one whole. Now, one commentator, the Leach, he says this here, but as we have already connected, the Hebrew, in many of the Hebrew manuscripts, also in the ancient Greek and Latin versions, as well as in the Ethiopic, and also in His Majesty's Bible, the Royal and Heart Bible, we see the connection of the two psalms as one whole. This is in agreement with the Judaic tradition that divides the composition into two separate psalms as we have today. Here we have a hymn, speaking of Psalm 9, of praise, of Isis for victory, for salvation, saving over national enemies, national haters. And the historical background may be that which is narrated in 2 Samuel. So some in studying this psalm see within the historical books of the Bible, the Ketuvim, the writings, 2 Samuel, V-I-I-I, 2 Samuel chapter 8 as being somewhat of a historical background to these two psalms, namely to Psalm 9. But here, now, as it says, see the introduction. So Psalm 9 and 10, we see the connection from the Royal Amharic and in the ancient Hebrew manuscripts and the Greek and even some of the Latin versions. But the main difference, so what's the difference? Since we see the connectivity between the two psalms, the main difference is in the status, the stasis, the standing of the men who are the cause of innocent suffering. And so as we went over this and this sabbatical study with Abraham and Sarah, and Abraham speaking to one of the three mortal men that reveals himself to be Jehovah concerning the destruction to come upon Sodom and Gomorrah, so to speak. But in the Royal Amharic and the Archaic Amharic, Gomorrah is actually a volcano. So it is likely that the volcano blew. This is also what contributed to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. And in the text, it specifies the destruction of Sodom. But at the end of the destruction of Sodom, Gomorrah was also destroyed. But from the ancient Amharic, Gomorrah is a volcano. So that gives us a key right there. So the main difference between the two psalms, Psalm 9 and 10, is that Psalm 10, in the previous psalm, Psalm 9 first, the standing of the men in Psalm 9 are godless or jahless nations that know not Jah, or Astafar, who are Yisrael, Israel's neighbors. Here, in today's daily psalm, they are godless or jahless persons within the body of Yisrael, who are downpressing their weaker brethren. Once again, the difference between Psalm 9, a song of thanksgiving, and Psalm 10, a prayer of the downpress, that in many of the ancient manuscripts and in the Royal Amharic, His Majesty's Bible, we see the connection as one psalm. The difference is that Psalm 9, it speaks of jahless nations, nationalities, nations who were S-N-R, Yisrael, I-N-I, the Yisrael of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari neighbors. And here, in today's daily psalm, is speaking of Jah-less persons. Persons and people who are in the body of Yisrael. Thus we have in the scripts where it says, not all who are of Israel are Israel. So the Jah-less persons within the body, the corporate body of Yisrael, like many of those ain't right Israelites, who are down-pressing their weaker brethren. Right here, here, here. Just to give a overview, an intro right there on today's daily psalm and its connection that's testified to by His Majesty's Bible. And in His Majesty's Bible, also the numbering, it has like a double numbering where it actually continues from Psalm 9 into Psalm 10. And here, 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 to give a first ear right here, right, here on Barrington Levy's, Barrington Levi's, tell them already. So, yeah, I and I tell the I them already. So here, 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 hear this now. Yes, I, and hear it again. Oh.
በቅንፍ መዝሙር 10 በዕብራይስጥ አቤቱ ለምን ርቀህ ቆምህ በመከራም ጊዜ ለምን ትሰወራለህ በኃጢአተኛ ትቢት ድሃ ይናደዳል ባሰቡት ተንኮላቸው ተጠመዱ ኃጢአተኛ በነፍሱ ፈቃድ ይወደሳልና አመፀኛም ይባርካል ኃጢአተኛ እግዚአብሔርን አበሳጨው እንደ ቁጣውም ብዛት አይመራመረው በርሱ ፊት እግዚአብሔር የለም መንገዱ ሁሉ የረከሰ ነው ፍርድህም በፊቱ የፈረሰ ነው ጠላቶችንም ሁሉ ይገዛቸዋል በልቡ ይላል ለልጅ ልጅ አልታወክም ክፉም አያገኘኝም አፉ መርገምንና ሽንገላን ተንኮልን የተሞላ ከምላሱ በታች ጉዳትና መከራ ነው በመንደሮች መሸመቂያ ይቀመጣል ንጹሃንን በስውር ይገድል ዘንድ አይኖቹም ወደ ድሃ ይመለከታሉ እንደ አንበሳ በችፍግ ዱር በስውር ይሸምቃል ድሃውን ለመንጠቅ ያደባል ድሃውን ይነጥቀዋል ባሽክላውም ይስበዋል ድሃ ይዋረዳል ይጎብጣል በሃያላኑም እጅ ወድቃል በልቡም ይላል እግዚአብሔር ረስቶኛል ፈጽሞም እንዳያየኝ ፊቱን ሰወረ አቤቱ አምላክ ሆይ تنس اجهم كف كف تبال دهو اچنا ترسا حت اعتنيا سلمن اجزيابيرن اسقطاو بلبو اي مرامرنيم يلالنا ايهو انت كفاتن ناقط انت ملكت اللهنا بجي فداون لمستت دها راسو لانت يتوان لدها دقم رداتو انتنا የኃጢአተኛንና የክፉን ክንድ ሰበር የኃጢአቱንም ብድራት ክፈል ሌላ እስከማይገኝ ድረስ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ይነግሣል አሕዛብ ከምድሩ ይጠፋሉ እግዚአብሔር የድሆችን ምኞት ሰማ ጆሮውም የልባቸውን ሐሳብ አደመጠ ፍርዱ ለድሃ አደግና ለችግረኛ ይደረግ ዘንድ ሰዎች በምድር ላይ አፋቸውን ከፍ ከፍ ማድረግ እንዳይደግሙ
hear today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, the Royal Amharic, the reader there, Abraham. Abraham, the reader from the Royal Amharic, his Message Bible there, native speaker, Abraham Chebuda, right? So here, HSV, KJV, side by side, the Targum interpretation, and the theme here is also an ask and petition, an ask and a petition. Justice acquisition. So here, writing up the Royal Amharic right here. But first, Brana Selassie, Bob Marley, he requests another verse in Amharic.
Legashun, Agarashun, Legashun, Legashme, Ethiopia Menage, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic? But who want the next verse with Amharic?
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
You hear and ask and petition justice acquisition.
Today's daily psalm and the fact that Psalm 10, that enforced Mezmor Aser Be'Evrayist. That's the notation there. We touched on the numbering right here. But today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, Gormawi, Haile Selassie, and here in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Mezmore Dawit Aser, Mezmor Aser, Be'Evrayist in Hebrew. Here we have the second part of Psalm 9 and Psalm 10 being combined. We touched on this briefly, but here, looking at today's daily psalm, make I and I ride up. Besima'av, Wawele, Wamenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one source in Jemralin, beginning here. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Aser. Now, as he said, a note, this is in the ancient manuscripts connected with Psalm 9. So we have Psalm 10. Psalm 9, speaking to the godless amongst the nations, Yisrael's neighbors, and here speaking about those amongst the body of Yisrael. Here we have a theme of today's daily psalm, Prayer of the Down Press. In the Royal Amharic, we have Fitih Lemagnet Yekareve Limena, a petition presented to find justice. Fitih Lemagnet Yekareve Limena. A petition, an ask, presented to find justice. Fite le magnet yekarebe limena. Beginning, at the beginning, as we compare and contrast HSV, Haile Selassie version of Royal Amharic with the KJV. Kuteran, abitu, lemen rike, ome. Bemekram gizei lemon tesorale avetu, high fathers, father, father of the house, lemon, why, rik'ek ome, why standest thou afar off, avetu, high father, Lord, bemekram gizei, and in time of trouble, lemon tesorale, lemon, tesorale, lemon, why, tesorale, why do you hide, why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Abitu, lemon, arikek ome, bemekram gize, lemon, tesorale, kuterhulet, verse 2, behat yatenyat, evita dehayina dedal. Basebuta tenakula choa tetemedu. The wicked
in his pride doth persecute the poor. Let them be taken in the devices that they have imagined. Behatiatenya in the sinna t'ibit, 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 pride of the akka, the sinna, the lakka, behatiatenya t'ibit, deha, deha, the poor, yinadadal. Yinadadal is heated, is hot against the poor. Vasebuta tenqualacho. And what they think the devices, the evil bad mind, the evil devices that emerdu, may they be entrapped and sneered, may they be taken the devices that they have imagined. Kutara source, verse 3. Chat yatenya benefsu fekada yewed desalina. Amit enyam yibarkal. For the wicked, here we have chat yatenya, the chat yatenya, the sinner, benefsu. Benefsu, nefsu, his soul, his psyche, benefsu fekad, in the will of his soul, his psyche, yewedesalina. And since he praises the will of his own psyche, the akka, ametenyam, and the lawless, the ametenya, lawless one, the rebel, amit enyam, and the lawless one, yibarkal, and blesses the lawless one, the rebel, for the wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesseth the covetous, whom the Lord abhorreth. Now, here we have to pick up with verse Kuter Arat, where it reads, Chat yatenya egziyavi harina besacho. Inda kutawima bizat ay meram raum be'ar sufite gaziyavi her yellem. The wicked, the chat yatenya, the sinner, the akka, the lacker, e gaziyavi herin abesacho. He abhorreth in that sense, because it's gas abesacho. Inda kutawima bizat. And as the nothingness of his anger, I meramerawim, he does not search that out, but arsufit in his face, in his presence, in his perception, egziavi har yellem, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is not in all his thoughts. Kutel Amis, verse 5. Men gedu hulu ye rekesenno, for de hima befitua ye faresenno, telato chnim hulu ye gezachwal. His ways are always grievous. Men gedu, his way hulu, all his way, ye rekesenno, is unclean. Is unclean. This is also the word technically used, right, of something to be defiled. It's unclean. It's cheap. Ye rekesenno. Men gedu hulu, ye rekesenno. His way is always grievous. For him, and thy judgment, for thee, speaking to he who be who he be, the eye's judgment, for him, and as for the eye's judgment, befitu, in his face, in his presence, in his perception, ye fareseno, is demolished. The eye's judgment in such a chat yatenya, akka, ratchets, perception in their face is demolished, the eye's judgment. Thy judgments are far above, out of his sight, KJV says. Telatoch, the enemies, the haters. Telatoch nim hulu, all the haters, all the enemies, ye gazachwal. Yigazachwal, he says he puffeth at them, ye geza. It's not like he ruleth all the enemies, the haters, submitting to that puffing at them. It's a very interesting turn of phrase here, but KJV has, as for his enemies, he puffeth at them. Kuter Siddist, verse 6. Belibu yilal. He hath said in his heart, he says in his heart, in his thought, for the children's children, I'll tower come. I will not be moved to the generation, the grandchildren. Kufum and evil, ayagenyanyim, and evil, adversity, evil will not find me. This is what such a one says, Belibu Yilalin, Lijlij Al Tawakum, Kufum Ayagenyanyim, Kutar Sabat, verse 7. Afu Mergemina Shengelana Ten Kualina Yetemelano, Kamalasu Betacha Gudatina Mekarano. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Afu, his mouth, mergem, cursing, mergemina, and shengelan, and deceit and flattery, shengelan, ten quelin, and fraud, subtlety, yetemelano, is full of it. Kamelasu betach, melasu, his tongue. Kamelasu betach, under his tongue, gudatina mekarano. KJV says it's mischief and vanity. Gudat hurt, hot, and mekra and trouble and tribulation. Kutar cement, verse 8. Bemenderocha mashemek ya yikemet al nitsuhanina besuura yigedilzen ainochuma woda deha yimeleketal. He sitteth in the lurking places of the village. Bemenderoch, villages. Bemenderocha meshemek ya yikemet al. He lurketh. He's sitting. He's like an ambush in the place is the villages, right? In the menderoch. Bemenderocha meshemek ya yikemet al. Nitzuhanin. The innocent, the clean. Nitzuhanin. Besur, in secret, hidden from a hidden place in secret, but suur yigedil zen to murder the innocent. Nitzuhanin besuur yigedil zen. I know chuma woda deha yimelekatalu. His eyes, I know chum, and his eyes, as for his eyes, woda deha, to the poor, yimeleketalu, his eyes are privily set against the pole. Kuter zeteng, verse 9. Indan besa bechifig dora besura yishemakal. Dehawina lement ek ayad debal. Dehawina yinet kawal. Be ashiklawima yisbawal. He lieth in wait secretly as a lion in his den. Indan besa bechifig gador besur, in secret besur yishemkal, lying in wait. Dahawin and the poor lementek ayad dabal. He lieth in wait to catch the poor. Dahawina lementek yad dabal. Dahawina yinet awal. Be'ashklauma yisibawal. He doth catch the poor. Da'awin yinet akawal. Snatching the poor. When he draweth him into his net, pulling him be'ashklawum into his net, be'ashklawum yisibawal. Pulling him, dragging him, drawing him into his net. Put al-asr, verse 10. Daha yuaredal yigwebtal behayalanum ijiga yuedkal. He croucheth and humbleth himself, that the poor may fall by his strong ones. Now this verse here, this verse, as we compare and contrast the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, Book of the Seven Seals, the KJV, and also with the Hebrew in the studies, we find that this verse is a very interesting verse, just to touch on it right here. Here we have a diha, the poor, yawaradal, the poor is bowed down, yigwabtal, almost like bent over, bahayalan, the mighty ones, bahayalanum, by his mighty ones, ijig, very much, yigwabtal, very much he fails by the mighty ones. Seeing the contrast of today's daily psalm, he counteth or humbleth himself, but here it says that the poor yuaredal is humbled, yigwabtal is like bent over, be hayalanum ijig by the mighty, the powerful ones, right? Yuedkal fails and falls. Kut asra'an, verse 11. He hath said in his heart, Be libum yilal, Be libu, his heart, Be libum, and in his heart, yilal, he has said, Ekziavihar restonyal, Ekziavi, to sustain the good, the generous, open-handed Father, restonyal, has forgotten I, Fetzmom, and completely, never, completely in Dayai to see, Fitun, Sawara, has hidden his face, has given him license, right, to downpress the poor and the innocent and trample on the right to the poor. Kut asra hulet, adetu amlak hoy, tenesa idjehim kef keftebel, dehochen atersa, arise adetu, my father's father, Ab of the bait, adetu amlak hoy, O source, tenes, rise up, arise, tenes, Ijahim and your hand, Kef Kef Tabel, let her be high, let thy hand, let her be high. Ijahim, Kef Kef Tabel, Kef Kef Tabel, Dehochin Atirsa, forget not the Dehoch, the poor, the humble. Kut Asra source, verse 13. Chat Yatenya. Chat yatenya slemene gziavi hrenas kotao belubu aimeramerenyim yilalina. Wherefore doth the wicked, the chat yatenya, the sinner, the akka, chat yatenya slemen for what? Wherefore? Because of what? Slemen gziavi hrenas kotao. Wherefore doth the wicked, the akka, contend? Egaziavi, how to sustain the good, the generous, the open-handed Father. Belibu, in his heart, he have said in his heart, Belibu, I merenyim. He has said in his heart. Now here, the KJV says, he has said in his heart, thou wilt not require speaking to he. Here we have, in the Metzav Kedus, Negus Neges Targum, the King of Kings, Targum, or translation, interpretation, the Book of the Seven Seals, says, Belibu, in his heart, I meram renyim. He does not study, search me out. Yelalina. This is what he says. He has said in his heart that he does not, that he who be who he be, does not investigate this, does not see this, will not search this out. Kutal Asara Arat, verse 14. Ayaho ante kafatina kutana temelekatalehina be ijihif dawina le mestet deha rasun la ante yitawal le deha de gimma redatu ante ne. Thou hast seen it. Ayaho, the eye, speaking to he who be who he be directly, the eye has seen it. Ayaho, 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 the eye has seen it, seen sight, the eye has seen it. Ante kafatina kutana temelekatalehina, for thou beholdest mischief, kafat, kafat, evil, mischief, kafatina, and kutan, and spite, and anger, kuta, 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 kafatina, kutan, kutana, temelekatalehina, for thou study, thou beholdest, pay attention, the eye has seen it, ayaho, ante kafatina, kutana, temelekatalehina, to requite it with thy hand, be'ijih, ijih, the eye hand, ijih, be'ijih, fidawina lemestet, to give it that requite, fida, like that judgment, right? It's due with thy hand, deharasun la'ante yitawal, deha, the poor. The poor Rasu himself, his head himself, his Ras, but the Ras, the head is also a sense of self. So Diha, the poor Rasu, Rasun himself, Leante, for the eye male, Leante, Yitawal has left himself, the poor has left himself for the eye. The poor committeth himself to the eye. Thou art the helper of the fatherless, led ha degim redatu antene le diha le diha for the diha the poor le diha for the poor adegim the fatherless redatu help redatu his help antene. The I art his help, art the help of the fatherless. Kut al asra mist, verse 15. Yehat yatanyana yekufuna kinda sabr. Yehat yatunim bidarata kufel. Leilas kamai gendres. Break thou the arm of the wicked, the ratchet, and the evil man. Yehat yatenyana of the hat yatenya, the akka, the sinner. Yehat yatenyana ye kufuna kind subur, 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 break, subur. Yehat yatenyana ye kufuna kinda subur. Break thou the arm of the akka and the evil man. Yehat yatunim bidrata kafel. Leilas kama genderes. KJV says, seek out his wickedness, his ratchetness, till thou, the eye, find none. Here in the Royal Amharic we have Yehat yatunim, Yehat yatu, of his sin, of his akri bidrat, the bidrat, right? The debt, that bidrat, what he owe, kafel, like pay. You know, that debt of the akari, Leila, other is kamai gendres, right? So that the other not to be found, in essence, make him pay. Kuta asara sadist, verse 16. Egziari her lezalalema yineksal, ahizaba kamidru yitefalu. Exavia, the sustainer, the good, the generous, open-handed Father is King. Is Nagus, has reign, is will reign, will rule forever, for ever and for ever. Exiaviher, lezalalem yenegasal, yenegsal, yenegasal, will rule. He rules and he will rule. Lezalalem, lezalalem, forever. Exiaviher, lezalalem yenegsal. Ahizav kamidru yitafalu. The heathen, the nations, the Ahizav, the royal hark for the goyim, or the nationality, the ethnicities, the peoples, the Ahizav kamidru, midru, his land, kamidru, from his land, yitafalu, are perished, are lost, are destroyed out of his land. Kutasra sabat. Verse 17. Minyota sema sema jorowima yelbachowina saba adem ademet etch ademet etch. Lord, and KJV says, Lord, Exiavia, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Exiavia, sustainer, ye dehochin, of the dehoch, ye dehochin, of the poor, of the humble. Minyot, the minyot, the minyot, the desire, sema, sema, the eye has heard, I heard. I have heard the desire of the poor, of the humble, Jorowim, and his ear, Yelbachowin Asaba Demetech. Here KJV says, here speaking directly to he who he be. The royal hark is speaking of he who he be, that the sustainer, the good, the generous Father, Yod Hey Wehey, Yahweh, he who be, we be, Exiavi, the sustainer, yet the Hochin Minyota Sema has heard, he has heard, he hears, he has heard the desire of the poor. Jorowim and his ear, to imply his ears and his ear, Yelabachowin, their heart, Asab, the thought of their heart, Yelabachowin Asab, Ademetech. And he pays attention diligently. He's listening attentively to the thought of the heart. Kut el asara cement, verse 18. Fardu le deha degena le chigrenya yidaregzen. Soocha bemidrlaya fachuin kef kef madreg endaya degmu. To judge, the connection here with the previous verse, he hears the desire of the poor, his ear pays attention, listens attentively to the thought of their heart, to judge the fatherless and oppressed, rephrase the downpress, furdu. Ferdu, his judgment, his justice, his judgment, le deha, to the poor, le deha, degna, to the poor, fatherless, le chigrenya, to the troubled, the downpressed, yidaregzen, to do his justice for the fatherless and the downpressed. Sooch, men and people, sooch, bemidrlai, upon the earthly plane, bemidrlai, afachowin, their mouth, to say their mouths, but their mouth, afachowin, kef kef ta madreg, to be high, and die degamu, not again, so that their mouth do not be high again, that man of the earth, the earthly man, may no more downpress.
John bless. Yes, I. That's why in the Royal Amharic we say, Chigar yelam, chigar, trouble yelam. Can eyes is no trouble. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Let them dance, Jah Jah. of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit a massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Rastafari. So here about to segue to this sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Wayera, for Shabbat Wayera. And Jah, and he appeared, Jehovah appeared, Hebrew Trinity appeared in the house of Abraham here for this Sendet, he revealed to him. Here, just to ride up with this Rhema tune and to remind ones in the live and listening in the live stream, got like 9 minutes right now. 515-602-9761, 515-602-9761. Here, look a Rhema tune for today's daily psalm, Psalm 10, the prayer of the down press. Come in, St. Peter, St. Petro, Tosh.
Right. they have imagined. What is the motive of his heart's desire? And blessed the comforter, to the Lord I pour it. The wicked fold the pride, and through the pride of his contempt, her countenance will not be after the bad luck. Ja is not in our death. Their ways are your Jesus. Thy judgments are far above out of his sight. As for all his enemies, he puffeth at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in adversity. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his time, his mischief and vanity. And secret in the Lord, in the secret place that he murdered the innocent. His eyes are privately set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his bed. He lies in wait to catch the poor. Some cat the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches from humbling himself that the poor may fall by his strong one. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. How can Jah forget? How can Jah hide his face? He will never see. Arise, O Jah, Yahweh, Emmanuel. Lift up thine hand. Forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contempt God? He has said in his heart, thou will not require him. Thy seeming crown, and behold, it is his unspite to require it, which by hand the poor can make of his someone may be. Thou art the helper of the father. Break by the arm of the wicked, the evil man seeketh out his wickedness to thy father. The Lord is king, Yahweh is king, Emmanuel, he be forever, ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Lord, rid the tyrant. Thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare his heart. Thou wilt cause thine head to hear. To judge the fatherless and the oppressed. The man of the earth may no more oppress. Yeah, the man of the earth may no more oppress. Why standest thou afar off? Hallowed be your name, Yahweh. Emmanuel, hallowed be your name.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, and at times to God himself. In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, 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 in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
We're here to ride out with the Torah reading and feeding right here. First things first, the baraka, the blessing before the reading from HaTorah. Here we pick up with Genesis. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18 to chapter 22, verse 24. Here we got 2 minutes, right here. Before we go into the overflow, hopefully having this Iowa and to pick up with the Sunday service, first day service here, fulfillment of the Shabbat day here in the After Shabbat podcast. First things first, the baraka, the blessing here before the reading of HaTorah.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Ja, Al Shalasti Ainusan.
Ja, Al
Rastafari liveth. Lassie, I liveth and reigns in the heart of all man forever. Jah. Jah. Jah.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Jah! Rastafari.
Jah!
And as we forward and reach a Mount Zion, to be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruch et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Le'olam Vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher bekarbenu mebo ha'mayim. Venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh. Noten ha'torah. Bless Yahweh, the blessed one. Blessed is Yahweh, the blessed one, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our almighty King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Jerusalem, Jannah.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, here for the Rishon, the first, the Rishon, the Ras one, the Rishon Aliyah, here for this Shabbat. Picking up here with the first book of Moshe from the Sefer Bereshit, here Genesis chapter 18 for the Rishon Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayera, Sabbath. And he appeared, here, Abram, the friend of Elohim, the true good, the true God. Compare, contrast, John chapter 3, John's Gospel chapter 3, verse 29, as well as John's Gospel chapter 15, verse 13 to verse 15. Here, for the Rishon, Aliyah, up offering up for this Shabbat, Vayera. Beshem Ha'av, Ve'Habein, Ve'Ruach Ha'Kadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Vayera Elayo Yahuwah Be'Eloneya Mamre, Wehu Yosheva Petach Ha'Ohel K'Chom Ha'Yom. And Jehovah appeared to him. Vayera Elayo Yahuwah in the plains of Mamre by the terebinth, the tree, the strong tree of Mamre. Be Elonei Mamre. And he sat in the tent door. Wehu Yoshev Petach Ha'Ohel. In the heat of the day. K'chom Hayom. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, look, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, Adonai, Adonai, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, make a little water, I pray you, be fetched and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye y'all shall pass on. For therefore are ye y'all come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou the I hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran to the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it to a young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said to him, where is Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return to thee, according to the time of life, the hour of life. And lo, Sarah, Ishteka, Sarah, thy wife, thy woman, shall have a son. And Sarah heard sat in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure? Adonai, my Lord, being old also? And Jehovah said to Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for Yahweh, for Jehovah? At the time that I were appointed, I will return to thee, according to the time of life, the Iowa of life. And Sarah shall have a son. Shema, here for the Sheni, Aliyah, for the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second up offering up here for this Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis chapter 18, here at verse 15, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second reading here. Wata Kahesha Sara Lemor Lo Zahakti Akia Yarea Wayomer Lo Ki Zahakit Wata Kahesh. Watakahesha Sara Lemor Los Ahakati Kia Yarea Wayomer Lo Ki Sahakit. Then Sarah denied, saying, Watakahesha Sara. Then Sarah denied, saying, Wata kahesha Sarah lemor, I laughed not. Lo sahakati, for she was afraid. Ki yarea. And he said, nay, nah. Wayomer lo. And he said, lo. And he said, nay. Wayomer lo. Ki zahakit. But thou didst laugh. And the men rose up from thence, from there, and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And Jehovah said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Jehovah to do justice and judgment, that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him. And Jehovah said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their chati'at, their akari, is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come to me, which has come to I. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence from there and went towards Sodom. But Abraham stood yet listening to Yahuwah before Jehovah. Abraham the intercessor, verse 23. And Abraham drew near and said, Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the ratchet, with the wicked? Peradventure, perhaps, peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee, I, to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the ratchet, with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, as the ratchet. That be far from thee, I. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Shall not Hashofet call Haaretz do right? And Jehovah said, If I find in Sodom 50 righteous, 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, Behold now, I have taken upon me, upon I, to speak to Adonai, to speak to Adonai, who am but dust and ashes, peradventure, perhaps. Peradventure there shall lack five of the fifty righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city for lack of five? And he said, If I find there 45, I will not destroy. And he spake to him yet again and said, Peradventure, perhaps, there be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said, let not Adonai be angry. Al na yichar la Adonai. And I will speak, peradventure perhaps, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak to Adonai. Peradventure. Perhaps there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, let not Adonai be angry. Al na. Yichar la Adonai, and I will speak yet, but this once, peradventure, perhaps 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy for 10's sake. And Jehovah went his way. As soon as he left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Simi, Ethiopia, hoy. Hear, 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 for the Shalishi, Aliyah, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, the Sefer Bereshit, here picking up with Genesis chapter 19, here for the Shalishi, the Shalishi, the third reading, the Shalishi Aliyah, the third up offering, offering up here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Wayabuwa shne hamal akima sidoma ba erev wlota yosheva bi shaara sidom wayare lota wayakama likaratama wayisha tahua apayim arza. Hear, 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 for the Shalishi, the third reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Genesis chapter 19, the destruction of Sodom, the third step in Lot and Lot's backsliding. A great man in Sodom. Wayabuwa Shne Hamalakim, and there came two angels to Sodom. Wayabuwa Shne Hamalakim Sodoma Ba'erev, and there came Shne Hamalakim, two angels to Sodom, Sodoma Ba'erev, in the Erev, in the evening, Ba'erev. And Lot and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Lot Yoshev B'Sha'ara Sodom. And Lot and Lot seeing him. Wayare Lot and Lot seeing rose up to meet them, Wayakama likaratam, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. Wayishatahu apayim arza. And there came two angels to Sodom at evening. Wayabuwa shne hamalakim Sodoma ba'erev. And Lot and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. Wulot yosheb b'sha'ara Sodom. And Lot seeing Wayare Lot rose up to meet them, Wayakama likaratam, and he bowed himself, Wayishatahu, with his face toward the ground, Apayim arza. And he said, behold now, my lords, turn in. Wayayomer hine na Adonai. Suru na, turn in, I pray thee, I pray you, into your servant's bait, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye and y'all shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, nay, and they said, nah, but we, I and I, will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in to him, and entered into Beito, and entered into his house, and he made them a feast. and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house, compassed the bait round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, and all the people from every quarter. And they called to Lot, and they called to Lot, and said to him, "Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them." And Lot went out at the door. And Lot went out at the door to them, and shut the door after, and shut the door after him. Vayetzea elehem Lot ha petacha v'hadalet sagar acharayo, and said, "I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly, do not so rashly. Behold now, I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out to you, and do ye deal to them as is good in your eyes. Only to these men do nothing, for therefore came they under the shadow of my roof." And they said, "Stand back." And they said again, "This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them." And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break Hadalet, to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the bait, into the house to them, and shut the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find ha-patach, to find the door. And the men said to Lot, "Hast thou here any besides son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring out of this place, for I will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of Jehovah, and Jehovah and Jehovah have sent I and I to destroy it. And Lot went out and spake to his sons-in-law, who married his daughters, and said, "Up, get you out of this place, for Jehovah will destroy this city." But he seemed as one that mocked to his sons-in-law. And when the boker in the morning arose, then ha-malakim, The angels hastened Lot, hastened Lot, saying, arise, take Ishteka, take thy wife, thy woman, and thy two daughters who are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of Ishtar, upon his woman, his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, Yahuwah, Jehovah being merciful to him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain, escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot and Lot said to them, not so, my lord. And Lot said to them, Al na Adonai, oh no, Adonai, behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shewed to me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, unless some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee to, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. There. Is it not a little one? Isn't it a little one? And my soul, my nefesh, nafshi, and my psyche shall live. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, here for the Revi'i Aliyah, here for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, here for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 19, here at verse 21, for the Revi'i, here for the fourth reading, the fourth up offering for Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Wayomer Elayo, Hine, Nasati Yafaneka Gama, La Davara Haze, Libilitia Hafkia Etaha Ir Asher Dibarta. And he said to him, Wayomer Elayo, see, I have accepted thee, concerning this thing also. Hine nasati afanika gam la davara haze. La davara haze, that I will not overthrow this city. Wayomer Elayo, Hine nasati afaneka gam la davar haze le bilitiya hafkiya etah ir, for which thou hast spoken. Asher dibarta, haste thee, escape thither, there, for I cannot do anything, till thou become there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth, the earthly plain, when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Jehovah rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire
from Jehovah out of heaven, and he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But Ishtol, his Isha, his Orset, his woman, his wife, but Ishtol looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Avraham got up early in the Boker in the morning to the place of Makom where he stood lifting Yahuwah before Jehovah. And he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, look, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass when Elohim, the true God, destroyed the cities of the plain, that Elohim remembered Avraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow. When he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt, and Lot and Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said to the younger, Avinu, our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make Avinu, our father, drink wine, and we will lie sexually with him, that we may preserve seed of Avinu, of our father. The last step in Lot and Lot's backsliding, verse 33. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the first one went in and lay sexually with her father. And he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow that the firstborn said to the younger, Behold now, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lay and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of Avinu, of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay sexually with him, and he perceived not when she lay down nor when she arose. Thus, like this, were both the daughters of Lot, the daughters of Lot, with child of their father. And the firstborn bare a son and called Shemo, his name Moab. The same is the father of the Moabites to this day. And the younger, she also bare a son and called Shemo, his name Ben Ami. The same is the father of the children of Ammon to this day. And here, Shema Yisrael, here, give ear, Genesis chapter 20, Abraham's lapse at Gerar. And Abraham journeyed from thence, from there toward Ha-Negev, towards the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, Ishto, Sarah, his Isha, his wife, Sarah, Ishto, his Oset, his Ashet, she is my sister. She achoti, she hitte, she my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, Melech of Gerar, sent and took Sarah, But Elohim came to Abimelech
Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, Behold, thou, the I, art but a dead man, for the woman, the Isha, the Oset, the Eshet, which thou hast taken, for she is a man's Isha, she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Adonai, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not to me, She is Ahoti, she is Hite, she is my sister. And she, even she herself said, He, who, Achi, he is Wendeme, he is my brother. Hello, who? Amarli, Achoti, he, with he, Gam, he, Amra, Achi, who? In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands, have I done this thing? Bitam Levavi Uabe Nikyon Kapai Asiti Zot. And Ha Elohim, the true God, said to him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst this in the integrity of thy heart. For I also withheld thee from sinning, from ucking up against me. Therefore suffered I not to touch her. Now, therefore, restore the man, Ish, Eshet, the man's woman, the man's wife, his Oset, his Isha. For he, Nabi, he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. Therefore Abimelech rose early in the Boker in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, What hast thou done to us? And what have I offended thee, that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great uckery, a great sin, a great chatiat? Thou hast done deeds to me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said to Abraham, What sawest thou that thou hast done this thing? What sawest thou, the eye, that thou hast done this thing? What sawest thou, that thou hast done this thing?
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the Hamishi, hear for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, the fifth Aliyah, hear for this Shabbat Wayera, Sabbath, and he appeared. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis. Here from the Sefer Bereshith, here we pick up with Genesis chapter 21 at verse 5, for the Hamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat Wayera. with Abraham ben Me'ata Shanna. Be he waleda loa, eta yitzahaka beno. And Abraham was 100 years old. We Abraham ben Me'ata Shanna. When his son Yitzhak, Isaac, was born to him. Be he waleda loa, eta yitzhaka benoa. And Sarah said, Watomera Sarah. And Sarah said, Elohim hath made me to laugh. So that all that hear will laugh with me. Watomer Sarah. Sehoka asali Elohim. Kola ha shomeya yitzhak li. And Sarah said, Elohim has made me to laugh. Sehoka asali Elohim. All that hear will laugh with me. Call Hashomeya Yitzhak Ali. And she said, who would have said to Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Yitzhak, that Isaac was weaned. Here, picking up verse 9, the bondwoman and her son cast out. The bondwoman and her son cast out. Compare and contrast Galatians chapter 4, focus verses 21 to 31. Galatians chapter 4, focus verses 21 to 31. Here. Genesis chapter 21, verse 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, who she had borne to Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said to Abraham, cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Yitzhak, with Isaac. And the thing, and the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And Elohim said to Abraham, make it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman and all that Sarah has said to thee. I hearken to her voice, for in Yitzhak, for in Isaac shall thy seed, thy race, be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed, Zaikah. And Abraham rose up early in the boker in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness, the midbar of Beersheba, And the water was spent in the bottle, and she cast the child under one of the shrubs. And she went and sat her down over against him, a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, make me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him and lift up her voice and wept. And Elohim heard the voice of the lad, and the Melaach Elohim, the angel of Elohim, called to Hagar out of Shemaim, out of heaven, and said to her, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for Elohim hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad, and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation." And Elohim, the true God, opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And Elohim was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt Bamidbar in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the Midbar in the wilderness of Faran, of Paran. And Imo and his mother took him a Isha, a woman, a wife, out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt. And hear. Shema Yisrael, hear for the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the Sheishi Aliyah, the sixth up-authoring, here for this Shabbat Wayera, for this Sabbath, and he appeared. Here picking up with the first book of Moses, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 21, here at verse 22, for the Sheishi, for the sixth reading, the Sheishi Aliyah. Wayehiya b'ayta hahiya, wayomera abi melek. Ua fikola saras e ba'o ila Avraham leimor Elohim imeka bikola asher ata ose bikola asher ata ose. And it came to pass at that time, at that Iwa, Wayahia b'aita hahi, that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake to Abraham, saying, Wayomer Abi Meleka Ua Fikola Saras Evaoa Ila Avraham Leimor. Elohim is with thee, I. Elohim Imeka. Elohim Imeka. Elohim is with the eye. Elohim Imeka. Bikola Asher Ata Ose. Elohim is with thee, I, in all that thou doest. Now, therefore, swear to me, swear to I, here, Elohim, by Elohim, the true God, that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, with I, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done to thee, I, thou shalt do to I, to me, and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I what not who has done this thing. I don't know who has done this thing. Neither did this thou the I tell me. Did the I tell the I? Neither yet heard I of it. But today, and Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech. And both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said to Abraham, what mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou the eye has set by themselves? And he said, for these 7 ewe lambs, these 7 female lambs, for 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness to me, to I, that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because they swear both of them. Thus, like this, they made a covenant at Beersheba, at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicolah, the chief captain of his hosts, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name, on the shame of Yahweh, of Jehovah, the everlasting God. B'shemi Hoa El Olam. And there, and called there on the shame of Yahweh, of Jehovah, El Olam. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. So here we are at the 7th Aliyah to fulfill the Torah reading of the prophet, the Haftarah. Haftarah for the Sunday service, the prophet's reading, as well as the Brit Chadasha, the new covenant reading right here. Just to leave off right here for the After the Shabbat podcast and fulfill coming up in about 4 minutes right here for the Sunday service. Sunday service coming forward. Tune in if I is able to or catch the replay. But here. Jah calling. Yes, sir.
I'm not sorry that I'm sir Jah.
Answer the call, calling, calling, calling. Here, here, here. Sunday service, Melkam. Melkam, Ehud, Shavua Tov. Yes, I. Sunday service beginning right now, 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 now.